Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 14. This is letter number 4947. Baruch Hashem, the 16th of Kislev, Tovshin Yudzayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe said, I'm responding to your letter dated the 8th of Kislev, which is the month of Kislev, is the month of redemption and miracles. Thank you for the good news that the Shiur, the class in the study of Talmud, has been settled in ... And the Rebbe says, certainly from time to time, you will find out what's going on and the additions. He's running the Rebbe, and Shir Tanya was organized somewhere else. And the Rebbe says, interest yourself and find out what's doing on and how they're adding to it. Because, as understood, this is included in the command of Mailin Bakoidish. You need to always go up in holy matters, go higher. And the more you add, the more you add is added to you. So the Rebbe thanking him for the good news, tell him, continue monitoring it, report, and the command to always elevate in holy matters applies to this as well. If you add, Hashem adds to you as self also. Now, he wrote to the Rebbe that he is not satisfied from his work. He was being a spiritual guide, a spiritual counselor. It doesn't say the name of who it was. It's a nameless letter that they printed here. But he says he's not happy because a good percentage of the students have no real connection to Hasidic influence, the Rebbe said. So he doesn't see that they're not fitting to get the Hasidic inspiration. The Rebbe says to him, I'm surprised in this kind of a language, talking about Jewish souls, notwithstanding that it says in the Kabbalah and explained, articulated in Hasidus and also in the Tanya, that every single one has a portion in all the four sections of Pshat, Remesh, Drush, Soid, Shebetoira, which is the esoteric, is the Soid. But it's all four parts of Torah. So all souls have a connection, especially as it relates to the teaching of Hasidus. It's known, the expression of the Alter Rebbe, that Hasidus is for all Jews, not for only for several groups, special groups. So that language that there are some that are not no connection to being influenced Hasidus, that's not the proper language, because everybody does have a connection. But the Rebbe says it's understood that there needs to be words that come from the heart. And there needs to be explanation as fitting to the vessels of the recipient. So you have to sort of dilute it or bring it down to the level of the, and explain it to the levels of the vessels. And the Rebbe says, don't blame the recipients. You know, it's known, the sages tell us, our sages of blessed memory say, Kol mi sheyesh bo yiras shamayim dvarov nishmoyim. Anybody who has fear of heavens, his words will be listened to. Meaning, your yiras shamayim is the key for them to listen to you. Your fear of heaven, it's you, your level, that they'll listen to. And the Rebbe says, when you will reflect in the great service and the great privilege that you have, so for sure you will add additional energy, and immediately you will see additional success in the above. And the Rebbe says, and it's understood that through this, it will also be added in the blessings to one who gave the Torah in your personal matters, in your own situation. So the Rebbe says to him, can't say this about Yidden that are not connected. it's something that you have to speak from the heart, bring it down to their level, do it with from the feeling, do it with Yirat Shamayim. And Chassidus is for every Yid. Reflect on your great privilege, and you will see immediately, the Rebbe says, look at your special, you'll add additional energy and you will see the results immediately. The Rebbe says, I'm looking forward for good news in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. And the Rebbe writes in a postscript, Nichta Bitzidei Nun Beis, for sure you utilizing the special days of the month of Kislev in general, in the above, and you're influencing, and especially this clear day of 19th of Kislev. And the Rebbe said, as it relates to you specifically, explaining to your students the great value, the great meaning of this day, and how this day needs to influence the entire year. So the Rebbe reminds him about Yutis Kislev and how he should utilize it to further his influence. And the Rebbe says, he prays, Yirotzin, that you should also give good news about this. The Rebbe says, there's no such a thing that somebody is not connected, doesn't have a connection to it. You just got to bring it down, speak from the heart, do it with Yirat Shamayim. And the Rebbe says, utilize Yutis Kislev. You'll put in extra energies, reflect on your great privilege, and then you will see how immediately the success will start to come.